Saga Egmont presents Shame the Devil by Graham Hampton, read by Julie Maisie. Prologue. It's so high up, she can glimpse the river in the distance, slipping its way through the city like a silver eel. It's summer. She can feel the sun on her face and smell the pollen in the air, and for the briefest of moments, she smiles at the receding memory of happy times. But then her thoughts turn, as they always do, to that fateful day when the happy times ended. She replays the events again and again, as fresh and jagged now as when it happened. The image of a child's face is imprinted on her brain. The guilt has rooted itself inside her. It's like a leaden weight tied around her stomach. She looks down. There are people below, pointing up at her, pointing and shouting, but she can't hear what they're saying. She doesn't care anyway. She hears a noise behind her and glances round, slightly startled. A middle-aged man in a t-shirt is standing a few feet away, reaching out his hand and speaking to her. His mouth moves, but the words sound like he's underwater. There's a woman behind him, dark-haired and frowning, talking into her phone. The man in the t-shirt is edging closer. She looks down again. There are more people staring up at her. An excited crowd has gathered now. All eyes turn in her direction. She can sense the man behind her is close now. It's only when she hears someone scream that she realizes she's falling. Falling. Heading straight for the ground below. Chapter 1. It was getting dark by the time Detective Inspector Matthew Denning turned into Porter Street. It was a typical suburban street in Stratford, East London. Cars lined either side, while identical rows of terraced houses stretched along the street. As he looked around, he glanced at the clock on the dashboard. He looked around for a parking space. Predictably, he couldn't see any. At least the strobing blue lights of the two police cars blocking the middle of the street told him he was in the right location. He should have been having dinner, but his MIT, East London Major Investigation Team, had drawn the short straw and was working late. Beside the two squad cars, a thin line of blue police tape danced slightly in the evening breeze. A couple of uniformed officers were turning back motorists and pedestrians who were complaining about the closed road. He decided to abandon his silver-grey Ford Focus in the middle of the street. It wasn't like anyone would ask him to move it. It was already starting to drizzle when he stepped out the car and headed over to nod his acknowledgement at the two uniformed officers manning the outer perimeter. One of them, a man in his early 20s, recognised Denning and lifted the police tape, allowing him to duck underneath. The address he'd been given was for a ground floor flat. The building was a typical terraced house, since divided into two flats. The outside of the building was painted a musty yellow colour and looked like it would benefit from a bit of TLC. CSIs were already busying themselves. He looked around for Sheila Gorton, the crime scene manager. Before Denning had a chance to speak, DS Deepak Niraj appeared from inside the house. "You're here, boss," Niraj said. He was dressed in his standard black leather jacket, with a checked shirt visible underneath. His hair, as always, had been gelled to perfection. "I've only just got here myself. I've just been chatting to the uniforms. A bloke's been stabbed. Paramedics tried to save him, but there wasn't a hope." "What are we talking about here, Deep? Robbery? Attempted burglary?" Niraj shrugged. "It's a right mess in there, boss. His partner called it in. She's not saying much, though. She's with a neighbour now." He jerked his head towards the house next door. "The paramedics reckon she's in shock." He paused for a second. "They've got a baby, too." Denning slipped on a pair of protective shoe covers and a white forensic suit.